This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. A new policy and bylaw by the City of Winnipeg opens the door to new opportunities and could change the city's future. The city is developing a Green Space and Natural Corridors Plan bylaw, the Green Spaces Plan, and a biodiversity policy with First Nations, Métis, and Inuit governments and organizations. Shauna Prosiak, a project manager with the City of Winnipeg and co-developer on the Green Spaces Plan, says this effort to integrate Indigenous perspectives and voices into municipal policymaking processes is a vital step in the journey of reconciliation.
We want to ensure that we reflect the interests and values of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples who live here in Winnipeg. And the work that happens in Winnipeg does affect areas beyond our borders. So by moving forward with co-development, the city is supporting its environmental goals while also strengthening a commitment to reconciliation.
Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs Grand Chief Kira Wilson says the efforts of the city to collaborate with First Nations leadership is a positive for all communities in preserving natural areas.
When we talk about spaces within the city of Winnipeg, you know, we need to be able to protect and conserve as many green spaces as we can. That speaks to the, recreational needs of our children and our families, but also the spiritual and cultural practices of not only Indigenous people, but for all people. And so when we think about green spaces, you know, it's also speaking climate change and climate adaptation and what does that mean for us as, residents within the city of Winnipeg.
The Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs is one of several Indigenous organizations co-developing this policy. The upcoming Green Spaces Plan will be the city's first initiative to protect and expand interconnected natural corridors such as rivers, creeks, and treed streets that support the movement of people, wildlife, and plant species. Grand Chief Wilson says a key aspect of this development is how the principles of two-eyed seeing guide it.
Indigenous or First Nations people, the knowledge that we carry, it comes from our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our ancestors. So when you think about, all of these different areas that, we need to see Indigenous knowledge incorporated, green spaces, all of that, we need to make sure that we are including the Indigenous knowledge perspective when we are talking about strengths between, Western ways of knowing or Indigenous knowledge and practices.
The project stems from directions in the city's long-term planning documents, including Our Winnipeg 2045 and the Complete Community Strategy. Prosiak says the new policy will aim to conserve and expand green spaces by 1,000 acres, create a bylaw for managing natural corridors, and promote biodiversity.
And a lot of it came out of community input and public engagement about the priorities and importance of natural areas and green spaces to the city. And also how part of it is how we need to create a plan to determine how we protect our green spaces as we're developing our city moving forward.
The next step, phase one of the plan, will involve public and stakeholder engagement through a survey, inviting Winnipeggers to share their thoughts on green spaces and natural areas. Input gathered from the community will be reviewed and used in collaboration with co-developers to create a strategic plan outlining targets, actions, and implementation. The survey is open until April 15th. While the original goal was to present the final policy in 2026, it is now expected to go before the City Council in early 2027 due to the upcoming election year. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.